Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this very special year-end episode of Your Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. We still say officially off the top, fuck the Koch brothers and fuck Fox News. My name is Jack O'Brien, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my special guest co-hosts, Caitlin Durante and super producer Anna Hosnier. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We're looking back at the years 2018, 2019, even though still in one of them.
Hell yeah.
Hot pop quiz, hot shot. Which one are we still in?
Oh,
I know.
No,
not again.
Oh, boy. All right,
just
so
cut
the way
to Jordan Peele sweating gift.
So the way we've been kicking these off is just talking about movies, because I think that's the most important thing about anything.
I don't know, but I'm kidding.
It's the most important.
My entire personality is movies. I've cultivated an entire persona around me loving movies. There's
me too.
Other aspect of my personality.
Aww, yeah, at least it's not sound drops.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh. Wow. Anna is fucking savage.
I'm joking,
today.
I'm joking.
And that was the most savage thing you've ever said about Dan, and I think it was after he left.
Yeah, he's not
too.
Even in the room.
So that was like
that's a surprise zinger for when he's editing
fucked
it.
Up. I think it's like actually he's probably still close enough to have heard it from outside the room, and that was really mean. And I think you need to think about what you're doing. The people around you.
To poor Danil.
Yeah, to poor Danil.
Who speaks in sound drops sometimes when he doesn't have the opportunity to drop it.
Yeah.
Well.
He's good at it, though. Let's talk about 2018 first. Should we take it in order? What do you guys think? Huh? That
sure.
Sound like fun? All right.
Sure.
2018. What a year of
movie.
Film. We had Black Panther.
Great film.
And then we had the opposite in A Quiet Place.
You didn't like Quiet Place?
So A Quiet Place, I did not enjoy it. I thought it was an effective movie, but I also really thought the read of it, that it's like white supremacist fear, where it's like, white people feel like they can't make noises, and then these brown monsters like come if you make a single noise and like kill you, was an interesting.
They should think that.
I know, but I think it's like an interesting read on like it was about white fragility, essentially.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that, but also biggest plot hole, farting. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah. Oh, y'all have silent fart farts. And you're dead.
So, it should have been sometimes. Called Silent but Deadly.
The Quiet Place. Silent but Deadly.
That's
but
a sequel.
I mean, and when you think about it, John Krasinski is all about those like alt-right movies. He's in the Benghazi movie. He's in A Quiet Place. He is Jack Ryan, the CIA agent, where he's
remember
like,
Jim,
you know, people like really need to give the CIA more of like more love. They do amazing things for us.
Well, he got hot and now he's all right, I guess.
Right. Yeah, that's
wow.
That's
that what sucks. It, like, remember Jim? Like, that was such an era.
Yeah. But that's the past.
Listeners can't hear it, but I'm giving Anna a knowing look like Jim in honor of Jim. Let's talk about what else. What movies do we think are going to stand the test of time? This is also the year of Incredibles 2.
Ooh, Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2. Was it?
I
oh,
mean,
yeah. Deadpool
I'm going
2.
Out of order, but yeah.
Yeah, that is. that did happen. Ant-Man versus the Wasp. I mean, classic cinema.
We've got a lot of superhero
the
movies
Citizen
this
came,
year.
The Citizen Kane.
That's that the is porn the, version.
That Ant-Man vs. the Wasp is the Citizen Kane of movies with verses in the title.
Oh, sure.
No, that's not true.
I mean, Alien versus Predator. What else?
Kramer versus Kramer.
True.
I feel like A Star is Born is probably one of the more iconic movies from this year.
Yeah, because it's it's a remake, so every time it comes out, so in like, I don't know, give or take, yeah, keep doing that in the background while I'm in 15 years, when it stars Ariana Grande, and I don't know, what's another one, the guy, the Harry sound. Styles,
right, you sound years. Very old.
I don't know. Then we'll be like, wow. And which was your favorite version? And of course, naturally, I will say the Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper one, depending how well that one is made.
Sure.
So
I mean,
stands the test of time. It's a never
ending
story.
You and I saw it together. And,
yes, we did. We held hands.
We held it. We cried. We laughed.
I think you didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all. So I don't know. I don't think it'll stand the test of time.
I don't think it's a great movie. I think it's iconic.
But we will always continue to make it.
Yeah.
Because it's a classic story.
Stars are always being born.
Remember
being
how bad the so Barbara true. Streisand one was?
No.
I haven't seen that one.
Shit show.
That is but it's interesting because I've heard it's terrible. And when I heard they were remaking A Star is Born, I was like, oh shit, that's a like classic movie. And I didn't even know anything about it. So I don't know. I feel like.
I just think also the phrase A Star is Born is just.
Yeah.
Like old Hollywood. So we're like, ooh.
I'm always saying it every time somebody comes on our show and they say something funny. I go, hey, a star is born, kid.
But you always turn to a camera that's not there. You're always like, oh, no.
Some movies that happened that seem to have just like disappeared from our memory. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah.
That happened.
Also Ballad of Buster Scruggs. What
well,
happened there?
I mean, that went directly to Netflix. So
yeah, but no
like...
one, I forgot
well, it was
about
made
it.
Specifically for
Netflix.
It's not like it was like
yeah, yeah.
a straight to like
right.
video
That's
Disney
That's
sequel
fair.
Or something like that.
I feel
that.
Like Mary Poppins Returns was like a movie that I was expecting big things from.
Oh,
I,
sure. Yeah, it just kind of
came and went.
A bit of a, I don't know if it was a box office flop, but
it wasn't
yeah,
a
no,
flop.
No one cares about
it. Just like
it.
Feels blah. Red Sparrow?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
The Nutcracker?
You've seen everything.
Well, I just, no, I haven't.
You see everything, dork.
Okay.
Fucking loser.
Okay.
Sorry.
I've seen a solid probably 80% of the movies on this list.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps more.
Good God.
I'll tell you which ones are the good ones.
Okay, please.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is not only the best movie of 2018, but one of the best movies of the decade. Thank you very much. Yes. I will not be taking questions at this point.
I did have that highlighted as one of the iconic movies that will stand the test of time.
Yes, indeed. Let's see.
Aquaman.
That is the Aquamans. Best film ever made. Let's see.
DC movies just like disappear. From like they, it's just they like they're do. Big when they come out, and like everyone's like, oh, I can't believe Spider-Man versus or Superman versus Batman's coming out, and then like I don't remember any
because they don't
like Nolan's DC movies were like
great,
classic and iconic, but like ever so, since then, so it's dark. Just been shit.
Mm-hmm. Also, sorry to bother you. I think.
I quite enjoyed that.
The whole concept of like. Having to pretend to be white, basically. The white right. voice and then white the fetishization
yeah.
of Buttigieg like black
egg.
Of black culture. There's right. a really great scene where like he clearly is just giving the white people what they want. Like they're like rap.
He's oh, like, right. yeah.
okay.
It's an Army Hammer play, like yeah. Billionaire who's
yeah, it's just oh, like, yeah. what the fuck? So that's I feel like that's just that's our society, like in a nutshell, and I doubt that's going to change anytime soon.
Similar themes were explored in Black Klansman as well.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah. Like specifically the white voice.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other ones that you think are classics that will stand the test of time from 2018, Caitlin?
Gee whiz. Game Night. No, I'm kidding.
I actually really like Game Night.
I thought it was a blast.
I agree.
I can watch it anytime it's on TV. I'll just put it on.
It was fun. I thought Cock Blockers was surprisingly fresh and funny and more progressive than you'd expect of like a teen sex romp type
Spoiler
story.
Alert.
Oh yeah, it's not
that
called Cock Blockers, but that is what you wrote on the thing, so that's what
is.
I called it. It's
I know,
just called Blockers.
Bad.
Also an interesting foreshadowing of butt chugging coming up in the Brett Kavanaugh trial.
Yeah.
Oh.
Boofing.
Mm-hmm.
Get you drunker, bro.
I feel like Ready Player One, another one that
faded out.
Just came and went.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Skip it, everybody.
Ready Player One and BFG. Spielberg is on a run of just movies that are going
away.
What
was BFG?
Big
fucking giant.
Big fucking giant.
Oh,
no, it was Big Friendly Giant.
Oh, I don't even know.
It's like
that
a kid's movie that nobody saw.
Yeah.
For a Spielberg movie. All right, let's talk about the top 10 stories in order. So the Parkland school shooting was the number one story. It happened on Valentine's Day, which I hadn't realized. But there have been, I was wondering, you know, they were like, this was not in their write up of this. They were like, this was not like previous shootings, because kids actually like asked for change and got it. And I hadn't really remembered or like paid enough attention, I guess, to know like how much, legislation actually got passed, but so Florida passed the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act, which raised the age to purchase guns to 21 from 18. So that's pretty good. Federal government effectively banned bump stocks.
Right.
And then there were some just like a bunch of state laws, but 11 states passed laws in 2018 that restrict gun access to people linked to domestic violence, which is a very like important cause of, you know, murder is people who've committed acts of domestic violence.
Right. Which is so interesting
armed.
That we slowly passed all these laws in different states and stuff. But we still have such a serious gun problem.
Yeah.
It's like we've taken a step, but we have so far to go.
It's like step one of step 100 more steps
to
take.
I think that's why I was like, wait, oh, I guess there was some gun legislation passed, but it does feel
we got to keep going.
Yeah. Like there's still been massive, a ton of
we still have we have shootings so often that I'm like, all right, wait, sorry, what was that one from last week?
Right.
Like, I can't remember a shooting.
Going
That's
back
bad.
Through the decades, like, this is the last of the episodes where we're doing, like, years in review for the whole decade. And, like, there are legitimately, like, huge news story mass shootings that I totally like didn't remember. They had just like bled into other ones.
Yeah, we should never not remember a mass shooting.
Yeah.
Right. There shouldn't, and there just shouldn't be so many that our brains confuse them or forget about them.
The number two story was the Trump-Russia probe.
Mueller time.
Hey, am I right? Mm-hmm. When you break it down by year, it, as we have over the course of this series, it becomes clear that like every year has enough scandals to be an administration-defining disaster. Like,
but then you something else happens,
right?
Like, I forgot about Michael Cohen existing.
Right.
Remember Michael Cohen? Oh, God.
Barely.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a mess.
But yeah, I mean, this one came up a little bit short because of media, Red Queen, like where nothing will surprise us anymore because the more bad shit he does, the worse the shit has to be to like get our attention because otherwise it just like drowns it out. But like I'd totally forgotten about the Stormy Daniels thing. Mm. Because it seems tawdry and he didn't sexually assault her, but she was physically intimidated by somebody, while she was putting her infant daughter into a car, I think. Hmm. Yeah. But if this was,
and she was like arrested in places that,
right.
She was just intimidated nonstop. Like they were finding ways to fuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God.
But yeah, if it was a Democratic administration, Fox News would be melting down and the mainstream media would be following their lead.
Impeach them.
Right. This was the year. So we talked about how 2017 was December 2017, I think, was when the first Weinstein story broke. But 2018 was when it sort of, you know, we started getting. Yeah, we started seeing more and more people. People started paying attention to the fact that Bill Cosby was a rapist and he was sentenced to prison. Larry Nassar, the former Michigan State and USA gymnastics sports doctor, was convicted of molesting hundreds of young women. Weinstein was charged with rape. Les Moonves was ousted as the top executive at CBS.
You know what's kind of amazing about the Michigan Larry Nassar thing is that we, when we watch Olympics, like we love gymnastics as a country. We literally, these women, these young women go out there and do some of the craziest jumps and twirls. I don't even want to say twirls because it feels like I'm like downplaying it. Like truly the thing, the amount of athleticism they bring to that.
It's air,
the venue, whatever it's called.
It's a comedy club.
Unreal. It's so, they are so good at what they do.
Yeah.
And most of them are dealing with a sexual assault by a doctor who they were supposed to trust to make sure. That is,
yeah.
To have that sort of, like, I have such respect for these women. Like, it makes me just, like, it makes me feel like anything I've ever gone through is pointless because, like, I'm watching these women have to compete for gold medals and also be sexually assaulted by the doctor who they are supposed to trust and who is supposed to be watching after them. It's just, it's unreal. And it's, I think we really have to give these women so much credit for continuing to do what they do and
being
like
just incredible. Yes. Athletes. Just,
mm-hmm. And then even like Simone Biles was molested. Like it's so fucked up.
Right.
And then she goes and goes like, well, fuck, I have to keep my head up and keep going.
Right.
And it's like, it's so important to acknowledge what these women have gone through and still come out and be like, I'm a gold medalist.
Right.
I kept my head up. I got through this and I won a gold medal.
Right. Yeah.
So that's huge.
But yeah, I mean, this is, I feel like this is when it became clear that this wasn't an isolated problem or an industry problem. And I think it's been clear to women, but I feel like the mainstream media finally came around to the fact that, you know, when women reported sexual assault up to this point, there were
they were
ignored and predators relied on it.
And the men were protected.
Yeah, and men were like actively protected. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And so they had as a separate story from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas story, which AP readers voted number one. Mass shootings was a separate story. That was their number four. They talked about how 12 people were killed at a California country music bar. That was pretty close to here. I had totally forgotten about that.
Where was it?
It was in, I think it was close to Pepperdine.
Oh.
It's like where a lot of Pepperdine students were. Mm-hmm. There was, just 2 months after the Parkland shooting, 8 students and 2 teachers were killed at a high school in Santa Fe. In Texas, in June, a gunman shot 5 employees at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. And then in October, 11 people were killed in the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, I mean, this is all in addition to the worst mass shooting of the year. And the Tree of Life thing was a white supremacist who supported Trump. Capital Gazette was a conservative who thought the media was out to get him at the height of Trump's "the media is the enemy of the people" Fuhrer. That was also days after Milo Yiannopoulos claimed that he couldn't wait for a vigilante squad to start gunning journalists down on site. And
the fact that these people feel empowered by this presidency to go out and enact violence is I mean, one of many horrible things about this presidency. But the effects are so devastating, and the fact that Trump is taking no accountability for it and
facing
no consequences. He's empowering like just white supremacists to just be out and open and kill people, and
yeah,
nothing's changing.
When you look at it across like a series of years, it's like I've talked before about how in Nazi Germany, by the end of the rise of Hitler, they were just bored by the news story. So it was just like nobody was really writing about it anymore because they were tired of writing the same story over and over and over again.
Right.
And that seems like what happened. Like over the course of the first 3 years of his presidency, it was just like, yeah, he's a racist, but we've already said that.
Yeah.
What else are you going to say? You know,
I mean, to quote like, Titanic, the incredible 1997 James Cameron film.
Never heard of
it. Give them something new to print.
You know, that's what always bothers. I mean, currently what really bothers me when Obama comes out and tries to be like, we don't need such an intense change. We need to think about this. Yeah. It has to be methodical.
Go
it's like,
fuck yourself.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Like, we need an overhaul of this goddamn government.
Radical change.
Like, yeah. You don't understand. Y'all gotta go.
Yeah.
Because shit is not changing. You don't care. You just want to be a politician to say you're a politician at this point. You're not doing anything.
Everyone is upholding the status quo.
Yeah.
And the status quo is bad.
Yeah.
It needs
dismantling. So how dare you look at us and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. How dare you go so far left? It's like, yes. Because we're watching everything go down and you guys are ignoring it all.
Right.
Yeah, like how dare we? Ugh. Gun control. Hashtag gun control.
One positive in this year of news was the U.S. midterm elections. I still remember like the moment. There was this moment early on in the night of the midterm election results when it looked like it was going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I was so depressed for like 5 minutes, but literally I was just like, oh, it's not, nothing makes sense. Like we're just everything. And then the Democrats kind of, you know, the Democrats ended up winning by 7%.
They edged over. It's nice.
It
was nice.
Would be enough to beat Trump in a presidential election. Seven, like you can't lose by 7% in the popular vote and nationwide and still
maintain.
I don't think so. Can you?
I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
Well, the electoral
of the game.
College.
Yeah, because it's a
game. I mean,
game.
You could technically, but oh shit.
Oh yeah.
In your
you know,
face.
If Christopher Nolan says that Inception is an allegory for movie making, well, then I say the politics are a game, and that's bold of me to say.
Anyways, hopefully, I don't know. This is one of the few things that like gives me hope is the added, you know, participation in the midterm elections. The fact that it was like a record turnout, and the Democratic side won by 7%.
Yeah, we just gotta stay mobilized, baby.
Right.
Stay ready to vote.
In less good news, one of the other big stories of the year was U.S. immigration and the fact that this administration was putting children in cages.
Mm.
So,
what a world we live in. And guess what? They're still in cages.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Right. 2018 was the year they started putting children in cages.
Wow.
And
we have concentration camps in our country right now.
Yeah.
For children.
Right.
That's the worst.
For children that we have separated from their parents.
Who may never go see their parents again because no one keeps track of paperwork apparently either.
Right.
Right.
They're like, ooh, sorry. We don't know where your parents are because we deported them and you were here.
Right.
Which is, I think that, how is there not a law against that? It feels very like, shouldn't that be illegal? Because like, you are taking the child from their guardian, and then who's the guardian
who's
here
responsible
if you deport
for these children?
The parent? Yeah. And then no longer there's a guardian to make decisions for them. So you would think that shouldn't be legal. Yet here we are. Life seems to be burning in hell.
The world is trash.
I don't get it. Like, I just don't get why there's no... We need more legislation in regards to this moving forward. Because this is a dangerous game to be just taking children.
I mean, the legislation should be... Let's not separate children from their families.
But it seems like that doesn't matter. So it's like, if we're going to do that, then you got to come up with a way to get these kids home safely. Like, you can't just keep them here.
I mean, maybe that's the more realistic version of it. But again, I
think
that
that's
true. But
someone should just step in and be like, okay, I'll write it.
Right.
It won't be me because I don't understand anything. But someone should, I don't, what
we
am I
need a real life
for?
Spider-Man to come in and save
just
the day.
Web up all the kids and swoop them out. Yeah.
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 What could they do?
What
Jack,
could
please
who?
Answer. I don't know anyone.
I mean,
fix
there's lots of lawyers working on it, but not enough. Not enough.
Well, because a lot of those lawyers work in human rights and there's no money in human rights, which is the fucking saddest thing in the world.
Yeah.
We don't put money into human rights.
Brett Kavanaugh was narrowly confirmed in 2018.
I wish we could skip this.
And we can. It's our
and
show.
Fuck that boofing ass bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, he just openly lied about shit and got away with it.
Have you ever seen an angrier man defensive? Like, it was well, have you never had a beer? It's like, okay, you're shrieking.
No, I haven't. Have you? God.
He was...
fucking entitled.
He was doing what women
this year
get
is
accused
killing me.
Of doing. Like, well, she's shrieking.
Yeah, he's shrill.
But he was being shrill.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing... Everyone's like, I don't know. He seems legit. I was like, what is going on?
This is also the year of the Khashoggi killing and
classic murder
again.
Classic Saudi
reaction. His reaction,
murder.
Trump's reaction to this would be an administration defining fuck up for anyone else. I'd have to imagine history will see it that way. I don't know what is happening. What the fuck? Yeah. Mm. It's when you look at it from like a year by year perspective, it's pretty wild.
Things are bleak.
Things are real bleak, everyone. Real bleak.
Ooh.
Real bleak,
but
gang.
The good news is the Earth will be dead in 30
right.
years, and
so,
we'll not be here anymore.
Crushed it.
Sorry, real quick, what I've been thinking about a lot is the connection between Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, and Jamal Khashoggi and Saudi Arabia. It's very interesting when you look into it.
Wait, tell us.
Jamal Khashoggi wrote for the Washington Post. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. Saudi Arabia tried to hack Jeff Bezos. I don't know. I don't have like a theory or anything here.
Okay.
I've just been thinking
they
a lot about
they tried to hack him?
Yeah, remember when he came out and was like, I'm getting ahead of this. Here are my sex. And we were all like, aw, dude.
Here are my sex.
Like, fuck off, Jeff Bezos.
He just wanted
Christ.
To brag about all
no one
right.
wants to see
sexes.
Your lame old man billionaire sex.
Yeah, like, billionaire dick.
Because that was it. Remember, wasn't it that MBS was the one who sent? Not MBS direct. Who knows what's really going on? But like, they hacked
MBS
him.
MBS was who he was sexting.
Yeah, he was sexting MBS, and MBS like, click this link for my pics. And that's what got him. Got him hacked. Never click a link. You don't know where it came from. That's all I'm saying.
All right, gang. I mean, there's so many other just incredibly depressing, like climate change was one of AP's top stories. California wildfires, which are very related, but yeah, that was the year of the like super wildfire. Where like a wave of flame just came through and
destroyed
like literally like melted cars. Like cars were just like melted into puddles and like in seconds. Anyways, it was a nightmare. But fortunately, 2019 has been perfect.
It's been the best.
What
year
a year!
Ever.
Never been happier.
Should we talk about some movies from 2019?
I'd love to break it up.
You too. That's what I like to say when I see people kissing. All right, I
Jack
don't know,
hates
man.
PDA.
Yeah, me and
break
Caleb
it up,
just
you
been
two. Get a room
through this episode.
Right.
This is how I kiss.
All right. This is tough because up to this point, gross. That's just kiss like a.
Mwah. Mwah. I'm a monster.
Mwah, father. So 2019, it's tough because up to this point we've been looking at the movies and like I feel like I had enough distance to be like, oh, that movie seems like it didn't happen, or that movie feels like it's just as relevant today as it was when it came out. 2019, these movies are still happening to us.
Some of them are still in theaters.
What?
Wow.
Woo!
Watch out.
But we can still kind of go down. And another thing is the method that I've been using where I just type 20, like the year and then movies and then look at whatever Google's results are does not work when it's this year. Or maybe it just doesn't work in general. But Parasite and Uncut Gems, which are my favorite movies of the year so far, didn't, like, we're just nowhere on the entire list.
Is Uncut Gems good?
I loved Uncut Gems. Oh. I love Uncut Gems. I don't know why I turned into.
One day I'm going to parasite your family, just FYI.
Parasite my family?
I'll do it. I'll be there too. I'll be your brother.
You can parasite me.
My whole family's going to just coincidentally start working for you. Slowly but surely.
Okay.
Interesting.
Very scared.
Here are the best movies of the year.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not the best, but the ones I had most fun watching.
Okay.
Starting with Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
I love a good Hobbs and Shaw.
I had a blast.
It was pretty fun.
It was fun. Hustlers. Really enjoyed it. I liked Booksmart. Love The Farewell. That was a great film.
Great film.
Let's see. Detective Pikachu. A blast. A romp.
I didn't see it.
10 out of 10 on the Caitlin Rompometer.
Oh, no.
Caitlin Rompometer. That's awesome.
That sounds kind of fun.
Ready or Not. Another 10 out of 10 on the Rompometer.
Oh, you liked what Ready or Not?
I liked Ready or Not. It was a young woman gets married to into a 1% family, like a 1%er family, a very rich family, and they play this game to like induct her into the family, which is a murder game, and she has to survive through the night or else like a curse will befall the family. So it's like a thriller kind of a tonally more light kind of fun rompy thriller. Dora and the Lost City was so much fun.
I watched that.
I loved it.
I thought the trailer had some really solid jokes. I was like, this looks dumb, but I really wanted to see it.
The CGI monkey was the worst part of it. If you can get beyond that, it is so funny.
It's funny.
It's funny because all the best parts, I thought, were the CGI monkey.
Okay, well.
I guess that's on me. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with more from Caitlin's Rompometer.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And Caitlin's rompometer has just gotten started.
It's just gotten started. Okay, we've got The Lighthouse scores a 20 out of 10 on the rompometer.
What? Is that possible?
It's not only... Well, it's only possible for The Lighthouse, but I'm also kidding. It's not a romp. But
it's not a romp.
But it's not a romp, but I still quite liked it. Actually,
Robert Pattinson?
It's a bit of a romp.
Is he in it?
Yeah, Pattinson?
Is that not what it is?
Pattinson?
Pattinson.
Pattinson. That's, I don't know, man.
Paddington.
Robert Paddington.
Man, The Lighthouse starring Paddington. He's already got the hat. He's a little fisherman's cap.
Hello, I'm Paddington.
That is not how Paddington sounds.
That was terrible.
Hello, I'm Paddington.
All right.
Anyway, we've got The Lighthouse. Us.
Is it true that The Lighthouse has a scene where somebody jerks off to Scrimshaw?
What is Scrimshaw?
Yeah, what is
like
that?
Like the drawing in Whalebone?
There's definitely a jerk off scene to like a figurine of a mermaid.
That's funny,
right?
Cool. Anyways, sorry. Go ahead.
Some other movies I quite enjoyed were Us, except for the last 10 minutes.
Aww.
Let's see.
Too scared.
Always Be My Maybe. The Netflix.
Ali Wong. Liked that too.
Yeah. You only what I saw the Keanu Reeves part
and the beginning. And then I had to take my son out of the room because he said, what are they doing? Are they wrestling?
In the car?
In the car, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I was like,
why?
Yeah.
He would have finally seen representation on screen. Let's be real. Right. He'd be oh, cool. Asian dudes can get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Your children are half Asian.
Yes. Oh, thanks.
I don't know. I didn't realize that. Weird to the audience who don't know.
Yeah.
Knives Out, I loved a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's also not on
I gotta see
here.
That.
So,
I gotta see it.
You must.
Google, you have terrible taste in movies. Let's see. What are some movies that seem like they didn't come out this year? The Lego Movie 2.
Mm-hmm.
That came out this year. Shazam.
I saw it.
But that
brag.
Wait. Oh, I did see Shazam, actually.
Doesn't that seem like it came out like 10 years ago?
Well, because you're thinking of Kazam.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking of the one where the guy's blowing a bubble and he's a superhero.
Oh, yeah.
What's that one?
The guy who plays Chuck or who played Chuck on that show. Chuck?
Yeah, that's Chuck. Yeah.
How did he get Shazam. Cast in that?
I wondered that myself.
He's a handsome white guy. I don't know. They're trying to redo his career, maybe.
Yeah, they really are.
He got a good agent. I don't know.
I feel like Joker, big movie this year, guys.
Oh, I'm not gonna okay. lie to you. I'll talk about Joker.
Talk
if
about
you want.
A hot take. yeah. What? Tell me. Hit
well,
me.
I thought it was, all things considered, an effective character study. It's just that the character that we're studying.
Sucks.
The real problem is that it really wildly demonizes mental illness.
Yes. Yeah.
So not good. I'm not saying anything not new good. Here, but if it gets like nominated for any like Oscars, I'll be furious.
It will.
Now you're saying it this man is mentally ill, and now it's escalating in a way where he's going to do something really dangerous until we, like, is that what you mean?
We see him, like, murder a bunch of people, and it's blaming his violence on his mental illness.
And you kind Classic. Of have to go through some convoluted plot things for him to turn to violence a little bit, I feel like. It's like, yeah.
Okay. I get you.
Anyways, Toy Story 4 is my favorite movie of the year.
Oh, sure.
Toy Story
that was
4
pretty good.
Is a lot. Oh, fun, baby. I keep wanting to be Fred, the guy from the B-52s. The Lighthouse, baby!
Keanu Reeves had a good year this year.
Yeah.
Because he was John Wick 3, Toy
John
Story
Wick 3, iconic.
4,
Toy Story 4, iconic.
Always Be My Maybe.
Always Be My Maybe.
And maybe
iconic.
Something else.
I liked John Wick a lot.
John Wick 3?
Yeah, I really just the I am not really an action movie person. I get bored very easily. I'm like, okay, move it along.
Right.
But this movie, I just thought it was so well done. Specifically the knife throwing scene. What the fuck was going on?
I actually haven't seen it.
It was moving so quickly that I was like, wow, this is a wild ride.
Did you know Captain Marvel came out this year?
Yes. I don't even remember that movie. Who was in that?
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson.
Oh, she was Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Huh.
Avengers Endgame seemed like it happened years and years and years ago.
True, but it was this year. And I rather enjoyed it. I found it, I liked it.
I thought the beginning was
good. It's a time travel thing, so I loved it. And also Spider-Man Far From Home, I also enjoyed.
It's a Spider-Man European vacation, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here are the worst movies of the year. Ready?
Yeah.
I just hated Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Also, Alita Battle Angel was bad.
But her eyes are so big.
Men in Black International was bad. What Men Want was a movie that
what
we made for some
wants.
Reason.
Yeah.
And
we did
bad.
Make that here in our studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for this, as of this recording, nobody has written, or a lot of people haven't written their year in review top news stories articles and the ones that I found I did not like. So instead, I just looked at Google for like what the top searches were of the year. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun, you guys.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Disney Plus was the number one search of 2019. And you know what I'm going to say? Rightly so. Great product, Disney.
Do you have a subscription?
I did. I got it. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Well,
not happy about it.
But. Highly recommend Greatest Dog or what is it?
Greatest
Dogs
dog?
Ever. World's Greatest Dogs.
Is that a show?
Highly recommend
or
it.
A
yes.
Movie
it's
on...
a TV show or it's like a special little 1 hour and a half like little thing on like the Nat Geo.
Oh,
side
oh,
of it,
sure,
guys. It is a wild ride, and I really
do. We got a cats one, or there is
there
a
might
cats
be. I have
representation.
I there might be. I would have to go look. But these dogs are riding scooters. They're making phone calls. They're recording podcasts.
Wait, really?
Well, no. Well, they are riding scooters, but the rest, I was just joking around. Like they're impeaching presidents.
If I wanted to pitch a dog podcast, when what I mean is dogs record a podcast on this network.
Dogs record a podcast.
Yeah, they communicate into the mic. They talk into the mics.
What language do they speak?
Whatever
dogs they just bark into the mic.
It's actually, it's globally wonderful because you can translate it into every language.
Dog is the universal
it's a
language.
Jack, take this to the top. This is the moneymaker.
Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
3-2 deaths. Cameron Boyce and Nipsey Hussle were the next two. Cameron Boyce is the Disney Channel star. Then Hurricane Dorian, Antonio Brown, NFL player who went from like being, I thought he was, I don't know, just super talented, but like not bad as a human being to just world's biggest supervillain, rapist and horrible person. I guess you don't need those. Anyways, Luke Perry, another death.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Perry.
Which is, he was just in like, he was just in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So I was like,
was
almost.
He?
Yeah, he plays the, like in the movie scene where he's in like the Wild West where he's playing a bad guy and he's got the little girl on her his lap and Luke Perry walks in as like the.
Oh, that's right. The
whatever savior person. It was just I was just like, whoa, that's Luke. Wait, didn't Luke? And then it was just like, damn, that's like must have been his last role.
Yeah. It was his final feature performance. How did he die of a stroke?
I don't actually know.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. But it is the nation's fifth leading cause of death.
Stroke.
Avengers Endgame is a top search. And then Game of Thrones. Do you guys remember that when people... We're watching Game of Thrones.
What's that? What is
Game of
Thrones?
So that was like a show with like dragons.
Lame.
Lame. That does feel, I guess it doesn't feel long ago. It just feels like I can't believe I ever gave a shit about that show. iPhone 11. Jussie Smollett. Baby. I do not have an iPhone 11. I still have the iPhone 8, and
same.
I like it.
Grow up.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. I really
I
don't
missed
care.
Out on. I didn't even know there was like an iPhone 9 or 10.
There wasn't a 9.
There wasn't a 9.
No, they skipped the 9. They went straight to the X, which was the 10.
What did they do that for?
Apple makes its own rules, Caitlin.
You're right.
I don't know. I don't know what anyone's thinking is anymore. Who knows?
Tim Apple, remember that? When people,
yeah,
that was
Tim
a reference.
Apple.
This is fun.
Tim Apple.
Top searches that started with the phrase, what is? You ready?
Oh, yeah.
What
is
going
to end racist?
Area 51.
Oh, really?
Baby. Yeah. I think because there was like that mainstreaming of Area 51 with
they
the
wanted to...
Area 51 storming.
Also remember, yeah, the Facebook event to be like, we're doing it. We're finally going in.
Yeah. It's just... People are like,
so
is that
funny.
Like a store or something? What
it's
is
really
Area
funny.
Area 51. What is a VSCO girl?
It's VSCO.
Is girl. That how it's pronounced?
Yeah, I mean, it's an app that you can get. That
no,
like,
I know. I,
oh,
I'm
I didn't
saying,
know what you knew.
No, because
I
searched
thought you Googled
this back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, these are the top most searched. But is it pronounced VSCO?
I always say
VSCO.
I don't know. I've never heard anyone say VSCO.
Fuck. I look like such an idiot.
But I also don't talk to a lot of people about this. Could you imagine?
I mean, just go look at baby yoga and you'll feel
and baby yoga is a VSCO girl, if you need to understand.
That's becoming a meme, by the way. My
baby,
misunderstanding.
Baby Yoda?
Really?
Baby
yoga.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, people are like...
baby yoga is a
because
meme.
I think John Mayer tweeted it. He had the same confusion. We're both old. Old whites. Gotta watch out for them.
Classic.
What is Momo, which I had totally forgotten about.
It was like that weird...
I'm not asking.
Eyeball
okay.
thing. No, oh. I'm like just... I'm really just talking out for myself.
Okay, got
it's
it.
It's like that weird like creature
scary
eyeball
creature.
Thing.
Like big... big eyes like this and like Ooh. Really stringy black
like
hair.
Baby Yoga?
It kind of reminded
yes.
Baby
yes.
Yoga. Yes. It, you know what it reminded me eyes. Of? Like the Slender Man thing.
Yeah, it is Slender Man-ish. Yeah. It was basically a myth that there were a bunch of videos on YouTube where, here, you recognize that lady? Recognize that gal?
Oh, yeah.
Cute. So it was like a myth that she was getting people to kill themselves. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite. What is a boomer?
So, Jack, the thing you need to understand. So a boomer.
I'm going. What is quid pro quo? Mm. What is camp fashion? What is Disney Plus?
So weird.
What is Bird Box about?
That made it into the top 10.
Yeah.
How is that Bird Box? Yeah. Was that this year?
Here's what I know about it. It's not a box that was bitten by a radioactive bird.
Maybe it didn't come out this year, but that joke that you made.
A bird box is a bird's vagina.
That was 2018. Oh, come on, guys.
Uh-oh.
Really? What is a Mandalorian?
Hmm. That's still something I could Google, even though I've seen the show.
I'm asking.
Know.
What is it, Anna?
It seems to be some guy who has to wear a helmet. That's all
it's
I know.
People from Mandalore.
That's thing? That's it?
I think so.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think
it's a town. A
town?
I think it's a planet.
It's like the movie The Town.
Right.
Okay. Now you're on to something.
They're all very Bostonian.
I think this is all going to sound very dumb to people who actually know what the Mandalorian is. It's people from Mandalore. And what is Brexit? Which, fine.
What is it?
More power to you.
I'm going to click show less.
Shola. You're going to click that on this podcast. Guys, that's been the year 2018, 2019. We did it.
Sexy years.
Right?
I peaked during those years, and that's all downhill.
Nope, 2020 is going to be way better. Best year ever.
Okay.
I hope for gun control. I hope for not this president anymore.
You thinking like Pence takes over? Or what are you thinking?
No, I'm thinking we vote him out.
Yeah. Predictions for 2020, guys. One prediction each. Anna, go.
Oh, no. Baby Yoga becomes a sex symbol.
Baby Yoga?
I'm just joking. I think Apple Plus potentially maybe shutters.
I don't know. Apple Plus. Okay.
No, is it?
I thought
it's
you
Apple
meant Disney
Plus. No, I think Disney Plus will maintain strength.
I think Disney will have a big year. That's my prediction for 2020.
Apple Plus, I don't know how well it will do. I mean, maybe it'll do. It just feels like they're grasping at straws.
I agree. I'm like, it's not something I'm going to subscribe to until I do.
Yeah. Until you absolutely have to.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm thinking big year for Disney. Big year for that's it. Disney.
Okay. You think Disney? It. Wait, do you think Disney's going to just like keep doing Disney?
Yeah.
Wow.
You do you, Disney.
Wow, wow, wee.
Caitlin, any predictions?
I should have taken more improv classes. I don't know. I predict that we're going to have a new president.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying it. Because
I predict.
Really fucking hope
no
so.
One was
I
brave enough.
That there will be controversy about the outcome of this election.
Hmm. Jack, you're just staying so safe, man.
He will lose, but he won't allow himself to lose.
He won't step down? Or what
he
is
won't
it?
Step
he
down.
Won't, what is that thing called? When they like accept that they've lost. Concede?
Concede.
There you go.
Won't admit
he won't.
Defeat. Yeah.
He'll be like, sorry, there's something on the line. I can't hear you too well.
Yeah.
They're like, you're
he'll
on
do that.
TV.
That's been a podcast.
And God bless.
Yeah. God bless you all.
Just
What's next? Best of the decade?
Are we still recording? What are you doing?
No, I'm just telling people what
We'll be back soon. Technically, we're going to take... I don't know what you're doing. Would this fall after or before New Year's?
Dan's in Europe.
Dan is right there.
Oh.
Dan's in Hi, Europe. Dan. You think he just, like, fizzled into Europe?
I don't even know if I can record another episode today. I'm honestly, this is not
We're
going
all
well.
We're sick in this.
Sick in the head and the lungs.
I believe this one will drop right before New Year's, and then it goes to... Then we'll take the actual New Year's Day off, and Best Of lands on the second.
Okay. So Best of the Decade! Okay, cool.
Are you threatening me?
No, I think I'm going to fire myself. I'm fired. That's going to do it. Bye!
Bye!
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.